putting the spotlight on the heart of West Michigan United Way on a monthly basis. Many certainly involved with this great organization, and certainly we put the spotlight on that. We are your local source. Speaking on behalf of the heart of West Michigan United Way, you dream about your company. Interviewing you, Ellen Carpenter. I say that because Vice President of Marketing and Communications, that's what you better do.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning, Ellen. Thanks for being here. Hey, happy birthday to United Way.
Thank you. We are 101 next week.
Oh, goodness. Well, I know you were 100 last year. You had a big celebration all year long, and certainly it's good to be older because you're wiser. So let's talk a little bit about your history, Ellen. You have a long-standing history in the community, celebrating 101 next week, as you mentioned. So would you talk a little bit about how the organization started and what your role is today?
100 years ago, we started as Federated Charities. It was a way for people to pool their money and then have them invested back into the community, which is essentially what we are doing today. Our focus is a little bit different than it was 100 years ago. 100 years ago, famine, disease, etc. Now we have social issues that we've been struggling with for a long time, poverty, housing issues, food security, etc.
Yes, especially poverty is where you place a lot of your emphasis, I think.
It is. Our mission is to reduce poverty, and we do that by investing resources in all different ways. Some of it is financial. People pledge all year long, and that money then gets invested into different nonprofits that are here in our community that are doing really great work to help reduce poverty in all those different ways. We also connect volunteers to help as well. So resources has a pretty broad definition.
Vetting agencies, encouraging collaboration, supporting innovative solutions, well, to our community's biggest struggles, and you mentioned poverty, education, mental health, and more.
Absolutely. I think that there is so much collaboration that is done by nonprofits. Many people don't recognize how it does not only take a village from an investment perspective, but the nonprofits also collaborate, particularly if they're working in the same on the same issue or in the same space. They do great things.
So, in celebration of your anniversary, little birdie tells me January 19th is a very important day.
Yeah, January 19th is our day. And so, last year, we did Live United Day, and to recognize our 100th anniversary, but in honor of that, we really focused on doing little acts of kindness throughout the city. So we honored our firefighters, our police, our different agencies with just a little bit of money, with a little bit of time. We made a dent. We made a difference. And so we are going to do that again this year, and we encourage people to participate.
Let's look at the details here. You're continuing to celebrate. Your staff, but yourselves will be demonstrating ways to live united throughout the day?
Yep. So some of the examples are volunteering and donating personal care items to pantries, movie passes to a family therapy program, coping kits for children who have experienced trauma. We have a team going to the Ronald McDonald House to make a meal. So those are things that make a difference in the lives of people here in this community.
If we go even deeper, you encourage all people of our community to use this day to find ways to live united in service to one another. And really, no deed is too small?
Absolutely. No deed is too small, and it all adds up. We get questions quite a bit from people saying, I don't know exactly what to do. So one of the things we encourage is, you know, one, kind of getting in touch with what you're passionate about. Is it housing? Is it feed? Is it food, et cetera? But, you know, go look on some of these websites for nonprofits. Many, if not all, have some kind of wish list. And that's a way that, you know, as you're shopping, you can grab a few extra items and drop those off. It makes a difference. And if everyone did that, their wish list would be full.
Well, again, goes back to that pay it forward, pay for that next person in line's coffee. Here we are. The winter gear is, believe it or not, starting to go on clearance. So there would be a so many homeless, you know, opportunities here to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it doesn't take a lot of research. Like you can go to our volunteer website and, you know, put in some search terms that make a difference to you, and so many opportunities pop up. It's a great time to find a place for maybe your family or your book club or a church group to go out and volunteer. So, again, every little bit helps. It doesn't matter how big or small.
Just do it. Again, many agencies receiving your assistance. I'm just going to throw a dart to one. We'll just say D.A. Blodgett, St. John's. I mean, this is, they have a list of what they need on their website, I see.
They do. D.A. Blodgett, St. John's, they have so many programs, foster care, residential programs, counseling, and providing items to their residents really help in transitioning children. It also just gives them a little bit of comfort in different ways with care bags or event passes. Games, things that, again, can make their life a little bit easier, because most have been through some kind of crisis, which is why they are, you know, at D.A. Blodgett to begin with.
Thank you for that. Heart of West Michigan United Way, celebrating their 101st anniversary next week and talking about how to celebrate by living united. Ellen Carpenter, Vice President of Marketing and Communications, here to answer the next question. That I know you organize these collection drives throughout the year. You make it easy for us to fulfill these wish lists. Do you have a list of the drives, right?
We do. They're up on our website. One example is a drive that we have that's in March. We call Fill the Cart. And we collect all kinds of different items, household cleaners, children's bath products, things like that. Last year, we had 15,000 items, I think, that were donated. And then we split those up and deliver those to six to eight agencies that can use those kinds of supplies.
That's great. What is that website again, Ellen?
It's always a mouthful. HWMUW.org.
That's right. That's why I'll ask again at the very end. More on volunteering. You mentioned people, we can live united by volunteering. So volunteering opportunities here, if you would share.
One, again, go to the website and take a look. One of the big volunteering opportunities we have right now is our skilled, it's a skilled opportunity, and that is our VITA program, where that you do free tax preparation. So that training is already underway, but we also have need for greeters, for people that can help fill out paperwork, help with those that have English as a second language. So that's a way in a program starting February 1st. We have 14 sites throughout the county. And so that would be a way that you could give back as well, as, you know, volunteer to be a greeter at a site for a couple days this winter.
And I trust if an organization needs volunteers and they're affiliated with your United Way or want to be, get in touch.
Absolutely. We try to have as many opportunities on our website as possible. Yeah, it's just a great way to really see the need that is out there, and just kind of going back to, there's no deed or no time that is too small, because it all adds up.
Well, go back to those New Year resolutions or the New Year goals, and I bet volunteers on that list somewhere. So here's your action item.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to just add one thing, and that is, you know, as people are going to hopefully warmer places on vacation or spring break, we have a need for trial size toiletries. So if you are in a hotel, grab those. It is part of our Fill the Cart collection drive, but D.A. Blodgett, Camp Blodgett, those are examples of places where having trial sizes is really important. So if you're going to go on a trip, grab some of those little soaps.
Thank you for that reality reminder. Thank you, Ellen. Again, one more time on that website.
HWMUW.org.
Great. Take care. Happy 101 to you and yours.
Thank you so much.